KDAD's Secretary Tim Keck will be in Osawatomie today to outline a Tennessee-based company's plan for building and operating a new mental health hospital there.
It's my hope, really, to have plans in place before I leave this position to build a new hospital at Osawatomie, whether that's through the privatization effort or it's through some other mechanism.
In recent years, the Osawatomie State Hospital has been beset by operational problems that prompted federal officials to decertify it at a cost to the state of approximately $1 million a month. Despite the problems, many state lawmakers are opposed to privatization. They want to build a new state-funded hospital to replace the one that's been in operation for more than 150 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.